Prince George Mayor Lynn Hall announced he will not be running for re-election on October 15 on Monday night, at the end of the regular city council meeting. Hall served two terms as mayor and has spent 21 years in local politics in the city, serving on the School District 57 board for 10 years, including as chairperson, before running for city council and then mayor. "This is a tough one. So today is bittersweet," a visibly emotional Hall said on Monday night. "I have made this tough decision for the betterment of myself and my family." Hall thanked his family, city staff and everyone who has supported him during his time in office. He thanked his wife and daughters for the many sacrifices they've made over the years during his time in politics. Hall said his goal throughout his time in local politics was to serve and improve the community he loves. "It was an absolute pleasure and privilege to serve the citizens of Prince George," he said. "When I look out at our city, I see a community that has really come into its own. While there are still many challenges," Hall said he believes Prince George is one of the best places to live. Hall said he wanted to make his announcement at a city council meeting, with his council colleagues and the city's senior administration with him. "I wanted us to be together," he said. "Leadership is always challenging, but leadership is hardest during times of crisis and change," Hall added. Hall led the city through the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2017 wildfire season, which saw Prince George take in thousands of evacuees from across northern and central BC. During his tenure as mayor, Prince George hosted the 2015 Canada Winter Games, the 2022 BC Summer Games and the 2022 World Women's Curling Championship, which was originally scheduled to come to the city in 2020, but was cancelled days before the event due to public health concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic. But he was also a key figure in the George Street Parkade scandal, which was approved in 2018 with a $12.6 million budget, but eventually ended up cost taxpayers $34 million for the parkade and surrounding works. It was also during his tenure when a BC Supreme Court justice ruled the city violated a court order in November 2021 by dismantling the Lower Patricia encampment known by residents of the camp as Moccasin Flats. "The past 2 years have been difficult in a bunch of ways," Hall said.